I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today to join the discussion is Curtis Haynes, my Houston multifamily mentor. Welcome to the show, Curtis.
Thanks, Del. Happy to be here.
Over the last couple of years, I've seen our clientele change dramatically. In fact, the last 10, 15 years, it's changed dramatically. And it's changed in many different ways. One is changed in the fact that we used to bring in a much less sophisticated individual, the kind of something for nothing people that you get from hearing all the other seminars out there, the fly-by-night, midnight madness, something for nothing seminars. And we used to get in people that had very little money or were looking for zero down real estate. And instead now we're getting a very sophisticated investor, many of which are starting out with a good amount of money, over $50,000, $100,000 on the low side, and many of them are walking in here with millions of dollars just trying to find a place that they can make a great return with it. So for a few years, Curtis, I felt like we were going away from the young kids, because the young kids used to come in with no money and broke, and they had the belief system that it was going to be something for nothing, and that they could, you know, flip and wholesale or do whatever it was they thought you do in real estate. And when I came back to doing the radio show from Steve, where Steve talked about that kind of stuff, and I stopped talking about it, and we started talking about business and creating businesses, the clientele at that point changed radically and has continued to change to where now, when David went to California, and by the way, we have over 200 members in California. I just saw the chart the other day. I couldn't believe it. Over 200 members in California now. So when David went out there, he said the clientele was unbelievably educated and financially secure. So we're seeing this complete change. Now, you brought up a point that I thought was interesting. You said you're starting to see a different breed of younger investors coming in. So I'd like you to pick up that ball and run with that. And tell me what you meant by that you're seeing a different class of youthful investors.
Yeah, we have a case study tonight, and one of the presenters that is presenting on the multifamily side is what really inspired me to want to talk about the younger generation coming back into real estate. And I think it is a very different mindset compared to what you were seeing 5 or 10 years ago with the something for nothing mindset. These folks are the younger generation. What inspires me about them is their the fear of doing something different, that they don't have that same fear that's kind of preventing most of us from making that move into real estate. And this young gentleman at the age of 25 saw an opportunity shortly after the 2008 collapse. He's from Sydney, Australia. He left his corporate job. He left his friends and family. and he flew over to the U.S. to start investing in real estate. And that alone just kind of blows me away in terms of just that fearless type of mentality that he's have. And yes, he's not the money for nothing kind of individual. He's well educated. He has saved up some money, but he saw an opportunity, and that opportunity to better himself and his family. And he initially was thinking about going over and buying single family. And so he flew down to the U.S., didn't know anybody. He was practically homeless. What he was doing, which is another crazy thing about the younger generation, was he was couch surfing. And, you know, I had to kind of look that up because I've never heard of that before. And basically, if you wanted to travel anywhere in the U.S. or if you wanted to travel anywhere in the world, there are thousands of folks that are willing to open up their home to you and allow you to stay over and sleep on the couch for free. And I don't know about you, Dale, but the thought of hanging out at some stranger's house in a foreign country on their couch is something I can't get past from a fear standpoint. And that's what he did. He came over to the U.S. and couch surfed across 20 cities before landing here in Houston. And within a very short time frame, within 18 months, he bought 10 single-family homes that are generating $60,000 a year in tax-free income. And that's what inspired me. His story, which I hope everyone has a chance to come out and meet him in person, because he's just an average Joe, nothing special from the standpoint of just a normal guy. But what makes him unique is his fearlessness, his ability to just go out and see an opportunity and jump on it.
So what do you think creates that fearlessness? I've read your article that you did on it, and I had some thoughts myself. But let's go ahead with yours. Why do you think he's fearless?
Yeah, you know, when I was back in my headhunting days as a recruiter, I was helping accountants find good jobs, and I was helping companies find good accountants. And as you know, Dell, accountants are the most timid kind of creatures out there. We don't like change. We don't like to do something different. We like things to be in order. And for accountants, the what we talked about back then was the carrot and the stick on making the change. And so for accountants, no amount of money is going to entice them to make a move. It's some sort of stick, some sort of pain that makes them, that pushes them out, like a loss of a job. And on the other side of the spectrum, you have the sales folks, and for the salesman, they will make a move for money or for better opportunity, the carrot. You know, the reason why they make a job change, something they're attracted to that draws them out of their current situation. So when I talk about the younger generation and talking about the carrot and the stick, the younger generation, they're fearless. And so there's really not much of a stick that they need to make a move, and there's really not much of a carrot for them to make a move. But for us guys, for you and me, and that are an older generation, it takes a bigger pain, a bigger stick, for us to make a change, to do something different. And for the sales folks that are more looking for the reward, it'll take a bigger carrot to make the move. You know, and of course, we're here in Houston. We're looking at oil prices and the impact on the economy. And of course, a lot of folks got hit over the head with a pretty ugly stick because they lost their jobs, and now they're forced to make a change when they weren't really looking. And I think, you know, for the younger generation, they're willing to take that risk. For the older generation, unfortunately, sometimes it takes a big whack over the head to start looking for something different.
So why do you think that is, out of curiosity?
On the younger generation, you know, I don't know, you know, generational-wise with the millennials and how different they are from Generation X and from the baby boom generation, but I think it just starts from back in, you know, back from the baby boom generation. We're very conservative. We don't like to take risks. And as you fast forward to the millennials, there's just that willingness that they have more of an entrepreneurial spirit and willing to take risks. And I just think it's as the times have changed and as generations change over time, I think it gets easier and easier for folks. But you know, the real, I think that the real point with all this is, you know, most of the folks, as you mentioned earlier, are and the older generation, sophisticated, doing well, they have a good life, and they're not quite willing to make that move. And so for a lot of those folks, it just takes a lot more to make that move. Where the younger guys, they can fall flat on their face and make it back into income levels that they need to be in 5 years, 10 years from now. But as the older generation, if they make a big mistake, it could really hinder their ability to retire. Maybe that's a big part of it as well.
Well, I've got a little bit different point of view on it. Not that it is going to counter anything you're saying, but I've got some additional beliefs I want to add to it that I think are important. If you guys want to call in and ask Curtis a question or myself, our number here is 866-945-6565. That's 866-945-6565. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to share my ideas that parallel or so with Curtis's. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Curtis Haynes, the Houston multifamily mentor. And Curtis and I are discussing how we see a different youth today in the investment world from what we saw 10, 15 years ago, where the kids were, you know, the something for nothing kids that didn't make it to college, that didn't have anything going for them, and they just thought they could get rich quick. But today we're seeing a more sophisticated and success-oriented type of young lad. But we were also talking about how much less fear they have. And when you're talking about, you know, couch surfing, I'll bring you back to a different thing, because I'm going to make a couple, I think, 3 points. First point is, maybe it's not so generational, okay? Maybe it's more age-based. I make that point in that when I was in a junior in high or in college, sophomore in college, I decided I wanted to leave. I just was tired of it. And I just loaded up my van, and I took off across the country. And I made a plan to look at the fastest growing cities in the country, spend a little time in each one, and figure out where I wanted to land myself for the rest of my life. So I had that willingness to take off blindly, to go places I've never been, to not have a place to stay when I got there. So I understand that. But I'm going to make a different point than you did, Curtis, and that is part of it is that I knew no fear. You know, when you're young, you know no fear. There's no fear. When you're older, you fear a lot of things. And, of course, fear stands for false evidence appearing real. And, you know, when you're older, you can think of 1,000 things that can go wrong. And when you're young, you can't see that far. You're just almost naive to all the stuff that could go wrong. You know, traveling across the world, couch to couch, you know, who knows? You could get kidnapped. You could get killed. You know, there's a million things that at 60, my brain goes, man, I'm not doing that. There's no way. But at 16 or 17, you go, what could happen? You know what I mean? What could they do to me? They can't, you know, if they kill me, I own nothing. I have nothing. And that's the other second point I want to make is they have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So if you're in midlife, you got a job, you've got some money in the bank, you got a mortgage, you got a wife, you got kids, you got all kinds of stuff to lose. And these kids have nothing to lose. They could go out there, and I've got two kids that are just like this. Two of our kids just took off. And both of them ended up in Colorado, which is interesting because, you know, it's the very liberal state. But they don't care. They just took off. What, you know, what could they lose? And what did they lose? They did 1,000 different things, slept on 20 different people's couches, couldn't afford to get themselves an apartment. And you know what? Every time we talked to them, they were just fine. No big deal. Everything's great. You know, as long as they got a place to put their head down and a cell phone, they're alive. It just doesn't matter to them. They have nothing to lose. The next thing I think is important, the third aspect of it, is that we were trained to see success. When we grew up, our parents did have jobs. Some of them still had pensions. You had seen back when we went to school, Curtis, you and I, that they would give us reports that if you finish high school, you'll make $10,000 better than the average person. If you finish middle or, you know, low-end college, you'll make $20,000 a year better. If you finish a 4 years, you'll make $40,000 better. And if you finish a master's degree, you'll make $50,000 better. And if you finish a doctoral, you'll make $100,000 better. Do you remember all those reports they used to give us? Do you remember that
stuff? Yeah, absolutely.
And so we were trained to believe that education was the secret to success. Nowadays, education is almost useless. Let me tell you why. I go out now and I, you know, at dinners and at cocktail parties, and 99% of the people there have their heads in their cell phones. Even myself and Melissa, we're sitting there talking. Something will come up. It doesn't even matter what it is anymore. Where you used to talk to each other back and forth for 15, 20 minutes or an hour and bicker over something, the first thing that comes up, yeah, what's that guy's name? Boom, Google. Now you know everything. You know, you not only know the guy's name, you know his age, you know when he's born, you know how much money he makes, you know how many times he's been married. At our fingertips, every piece of information that we could possibly need in life is right there. I remember we had a expo, and I had put my Escalade in a park, our valet parking for the night, and we did the deal. And we woke up the next day and got up, had breakfast, and went to get the truck. And when they pulled the truck up, I had a flat tire. And I said, you know, I've owned this Escalade now for 3 or 4 years. I have no idea how to, I don't even know if there is a spare. I don't know if there is one or where it's at or how to fix this thing. And we had two or three guys sitting there scratching their heads, you know, managers of the hotel for Hilton and, you know, these people, the concierge, and they were just like, I don't know. Then all of a sudden, this young guy that drives cars for the valet, he said, let me help you out. And he pulled out his cell phone and he Googled how to change a tire on an Escalade. And there it was. Everything, where the tire was at, where the rest of the equipment was at, what steps to take in what order. And it, right then and there, I realized, you don't need to be smart anymore. You don't need to be educated anymore. You just have to know how to look things up. And that, I think, is another reason these guys are not afraid. They, you know, they want to know how to do real estate investing. There's 4,000 pages of information on how to do real estate investing, not to mention probably hundreds of them just on our website alone that are free, webinars, radio shows, you know, podcasts. These guys get the information much more rapidly, whereas the older people, they're not out there searching out that information. And so what do? They get hit with what I call interruption marketing. Interruption marketing is when you're listening to something and all of a sudden something comes on you've never heard before on either the TV or the radio. And you go, huh, what was that? What is this guy saying, get rid of your 401k? Is he out of his mind? What do you mean put debt on my house after I've already paid it off? Is he out of his mind? And this interruption marketing smacks him in the face. And it's exactly opposite of everything they've been taught, right? Yeah. Exactly opposite everything they've been taught. And so now it takes 6 months, a year, 2 years of listening before they've got enough information to start to balance it out with the stuff they've been taught their entire life. Now, the last actual thing that I think makes sense is this. In specific generations that are our youth today, where we were taught that our parents were becoming successful, were successful, had jobs, careers, titles, and savings in the bank, these kids have seen their parents get destroyed. 2008 financial crisis wiped out their 401ks, wiped out the value of their personal residences, made them lose their job, and destroyed their credit. So the kids are looking and going, hey, don't try to tell me what works because it didn't work for you. Everything that you did was wrong. And now you're paying for it. And I'm not going down that road. I'm going to stay light and lean and able to move and juxtify my position whenever necessary so that I don't end up getting stuck behind that big, gigantic rock that is tied around your neck, Dad and Mom, and holding you down and destroying your life. I'm not going for that. So that's my belief, Curtis. I think added to what you said, kids have no fear, and they've already been taught the old system didn't work. Those are two powerful carrots and sticks to me. And in other words, you're saying there's not much of a carrot and stick. I think there's a massive carrot and stick. They already know it doesn't work. That's a pretty big stick. All right, we take a short break. We'll be right back with Curtis Haynes and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
For unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Curtis Haynes, the Houston multifamily mentor. Curtis, we're talking about the fear for older people to get invested in this program, to do something differently. Interesting to me, over the last 25 years, it has held solid that 60% of our members are referrals. So, you know, you get maybe 20, 30% from the radio, 60% from referrals, and then maybe another 10% from the internet, you know, people looking stuff up. But my question to you is, you take a guy like the gentleman that I spoke with yesterday, and he not only joined up, but he got his son to join up and two of his daughters to join up and his best friend to join up. And my question is, because you made this point earlier, and I'm just playing off of the point, that it takes some giant stick, you were calling it, to get these really type B personalities to get going. What is it that spurs, why is the referral a so much easier leap than just any other way? You know, what is it that, and the reason I'm getting this, because where I'm going with it, I want to take you down this line, I'm going to let you have the lead into where I'm going, is how do we get more people that don't have a hands-on person that they know that's already succeeded? How do we get more people to overcome that fear? So let's start with the first question, though, which is, what is it that makes a referral so much better?
Yeah, that's a real good point, Del. So with the carrot and the stick with referrals, it's really more about having a bigger carrot that gets the referrals to be able to make a move than the actual stick hitting them over the head. So referrals make the reward, the carrot, more believable. And that was played a really big factor for me in making my switch to into real estate. I actually had a combination. I had lost my company, and so that was the big stick that hit me over the head, trying to, you know, kick me out and to do something different. But then it was a referral. It was a good friend that I'd known for 15 plus years that told me about Lifestyles, and that someone that I trusted, that I knew. She was already at her second apartment complex. That carrot, that reward, became very, very real. And I think that with referrals, and the reason why they're so good is because it comes from a trusted source, and it's almost like, okay, if my buddy can do it, I can do it as well.
Good point. Very good point. So how do we, now that we know that factor, that it becomes more real, that's a very good point. How do we become more real to people?
Yeah, and that's the hardest thing to do because, you know, one of the things I love about going to the case studies every month is you have three families, three real people, what I would consider average Joes, just like you and me, who are doing extraordinary things. And we hope that by listening to their story, they're not paid to come up there, they're not paid to do anything, they're just giving back and they're excited to share their story, that we hope that there's something that we can relate to, something that about their background, about the person, that's relatable. And I can remember, you know, although I was very attracted to lifestyles through the referral, I can remember going to one of my first case studies, and no disrespect to the gentleman that was up there, but the guy was just very normal. I mean, it was just like, man, if this guy can do that, why can't I? You know, and that's what I hope people can see, is that it doesn't take an extraordinary person to do what we're doing. You know, I think that's probably the best way in, is just try to find, you know, more and more people to share their stories, to hopefully connect and be more relatable to the many folks that are out there. And I think that's, Dell, if you were to, you know, do a survey of folks that have joined, I think that's probably going to be the second biggest source, is something about that presenter that made them like, man, that guy's just like me. You know, if he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, the Tell Dells, I get emails all the time about the Tell Dells. They just want more information about the person that, you know, we had on. So that's probably true. Going down the path a little bit further, I'm trying to think about what it was I wanted to ask you.
I'll add one more piece on the carrot side, and that goes beyond the relatable part, and that's just seeing extraordinary results. And I think that over the years, especially since, over the last 10 years, there's just been some extraordinary stories of so many success stories that you see and hear about. And I think the volume and the numbers that are out there, you know, you can go to any kind of event and there's one or two guys, and it seems like they're the same one or two guys you see every year talking about, if you do this, you too can be successful. And when you go to lifestyles, it is just every month is somebody different. Year after year, it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people doing exactly what the people behind them were doing to be successful. And I think that if you continue to, you know, do what we're doing and providing the platform to make it easier and easier for people to be successful, that carrot just gets so big and so believable, even if it's not the referral, even if it's not something that's relatable, you're like, man, if all these people year after year are national award winners, they got to be doing something right. And that will intrigue somebody to take a step, a leap of faith to look into real estate.
So going down the road to this, the next question I want to ask you is, because you asked, well, if we were to interview these people, what is it they would be thinking? One thing, number one negative fear that I get from people of why they don't participate is they say, you know, first of all, the deals look too good to be true, you know, and a lot of people in life believe anything that's too good to be true can't be true. But the second one, which is more important, the one that I get the most from, is there can't possibly be enough deals. Now, what was interesting was the guy that was on yesterday is in 24 apartment complex deals in 3 years and 9 houses. He got his son to join, and his son in 2 years is in 21 different deals, and he got his daughter to join, and they're already in a couple deals. And so how do you overcome when people ask you, are there enough deals? Because that is, to me, the most difficult thing to get people to believe.
Yeah, that one, it's so funny, because for the folks that are inside doing what we're doing, And you have the folks that are the outside outside the window looking in and asking that question. We're like, there are so many opportunities. There are so many deals. It's unbelievable. We just can't keep up with how many opportunities are out there. And we look at that question, it's like, wow, just come on over and see that there's just so many opportunities. It's a question that for the folks that are doing it, it's not even a thought. But the folks that haven't done it, it's a fear. And it's just it's step on in and see for yourself, because the abundance mentality that you talk about, there's just so many opportunities, not just in Houston now that we're expanding past Texas. We're talking about just in Texas alone, there's more than enough opportunities out there for multifamily and single family that we just we're a small, I don't know what the percentage is, Dell, but we're probably only hitting about 2 to 3% of the opportunities within lifestyles. If that just gives you any indication,
that would be in the Texas, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio market.
We're maybe touching 2 to 3%.
We're less than 0.1% if you look at the national level of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have. So one of the ways I explain it to people, Curtis, I say, okay, we got a room of 100 people in here that I'm teaching today. 25% of you are going to elect to move up to the multifamily environment and make these big, giant gains. What you have to understand is that those 25% who are psychologically ready to make those big gains are different than the 75% that are not. The other 75% has to see it at least 2 or 3 more case studies, maybe a year, who knows, before they believe it. I said, but this 25% is ready to take action. So what happens is we'll have nationwide 25 different deals going at any one time. I said, some of the deals take as many as, you know, 50 to 100 families to fill. The average deal probably takes about 20 families to fill. So, you know, look at it, a $5 million deal, you need 25% down. And by the time you get that, in other words, if 25 of you join up today, one deal will take every single one of your monies out. So there's plenty of deals. There's tons of deals. And there's way more than you'll ever be able to invest in, guaranteed. All right, we're going to take a short break, Curtis. Our number here is 866-945-6565. You got one more segment if you want to get a question into Curtis or myself. So you need to get on the phone lines if you want to call. Otherwise, we'll be right back with Curtis Haynes and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the last segment of Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Curtis Haynes, the multifamily mentor for the Houston market. Our number here is 866-945-6565. If you'd like to call and discuss, the lines are open. Curtis, as we come into this last short segment here, I want to bring up the point that people are earning 1% return on their money out there or less in savings accounts, you know, stock market. I don't know what it's doing. It's down today about 100 points. I don't have any idea where it's at other than I heard it was down 100 points today. You know, the up and the down, the up and the down. The options available for people in retirement that have to have regular reoccurring income have come way, way down. How do you see this thing changing? To me, I think that, you know, 20 years ago, real estate was considered a something for nothing, midnight madness, you know, game. But today, I think it's becoming, after 26 years of us pounding the crap out of this on the radio and people seeing the results that are just outrageous. I mean, the guy yesterday was talking about 2 or 3 different deals where he made over 200 or 300% return, which is just ungodly when you think about 1%, you know, the other people are making, or even 4 or 5% if you get what your financial planner says. How do you see this morphing over the next few years? And how do you explain to people when you talk to them about getting their first deal, or when you talk to them about being a member of one of your deals, about what rate of return people should be thinking about in this day and age?
Well, yeah, I don't know if we can cover all that in the last few minutes here, but I think kind of tie everything in with the generation, the younger generation and the older generation is information that's getting out there now, what you're doing, what we're doing with real estate, it's out there now. And so that education, the access to the information is people are starting to really, really see that the system is broken. They know that they can't save enough. They know that going into some brokerage account to save money or 401k to save money isn't going to hit their retirement goals. And so they are looking for other access to how to enhance their wealth. And, you know, the funny thing about all this is when you look at the one percenters out there, the rich, and why the gap gets greater and greater is because they figured out this real estate thing generations ago. You know, they go and buy real estate just like we go and open up a savings account. There's no fear. It's what they do on a regular basis. And so we're just now, because of you, Dale, getting access to real estate for the first time. We're actually competing with these one percenters on the same kinds of properties. And what that's doing is it's leveling the playing field for everybody else. And so we're now able to get these kind of returns that you talked about that are just extraordinary. And if you start compounding those returns year over year and you start factoring in the fact that they are tax-free, it starts to build not only wealth, but I like to think of it as starting to build generational wealth, wealth that we can carry over to the next generation, we can provide a legacy for our family. And so I think because of the information that's out there, gives it easy access to the information, especially for the younger generation, and now for older generation figuring this out today, that we can now tap into what was the wealth creation over the years with just the one percenters that we can now have access to and experience those kind of returns. So it's hard to put an exact number on what those returns would be for each person, but it really is an opportunity to build generational wealth, and that's what gets me real excited.
You know, as you're saying that, I was thinking something the gentleman yesterday brought up also, and it really is very common that you go put your money in the stock market, let's say, and it goes up in value or goes down in value, but to get any money out of it, you have to cash it out, and then you don't own any stock anymore. What I think is the major turning point at Lifestyles that really made everything click to this incredible degree was when Emery came in and proposed the concept of refinancing out the equity instead of leaving the equity in the property so you get the highest cash flow, but to pull that equity out. Now allowing people to drop down from a 30% cash on cash return to say a 10% cash on cash return, but to get all their money back so they can go do another deal. So because the reason I'm bringing this up is you brought up the term compounding. Well, you can't compound if you don't pull something out. Something has to come out to compound. And I think the fact that you can pull out, compound that money, you can go compound your growth. When I was young, we had something called stock dividend stock, and we had a stock dividend reinvestment plan. So if you didn't get any dividends, you couldn't reinvest, you couldn't compound your growth. So nowadays they don't pay dividends hardly at all anymore. There's hardly no interest, and so it's very almost impossible to compound your wealth, like they used to tell us when we were in grade school, the rule 78, compounding your wealth, that was a big deal, right? But nowadays, yep, you really can't get to that. Whereas in real estate, with the techniques that we're using and pulling the money back out of these deals and going and doing another deal is what is allowing these people to end up with, you know, who could buy 24 apartment complexes? Well, you can't. You can maybe afford to buy one or two. Then you pull your money back out of those and buy two or three more, you see, and that, I think, is where the secret is. How do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely, Dale. I mean, I'm the prime example of that, which I absolutely love when looking back at it. I started with X dollars when I first joined Lifestyles, and won't go into that story, but let's just call it I had $1. And so I bought my first property, refinanced, cash out on that one, brought my second property, refinanced, cash out. And fast forward to today, I have $3, so I've from what I started, and I have close to 30 apartments now. So all of that, the initial starting point, and now where I ended, I have three times the amount of money in my bank account, but I own 30 apartments. That's compounding.
And that sums it up right there, Curtis. We're going to have to stop. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate your time to help us go through this stuff and to share the time with the people out there. The rest of you out there, I want you to keep in mind, Curtis doesn't work in his business. He works on his business. I don't work in my business. I work on mine. It's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Monsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Monsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
Information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.